Morning Manna by Rufus Parker, March 22nd, 2024. Build your life on eternal things. And beside this, give all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that liketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and have forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligent to make your calling and election sure, for if you do these things, you shall never fall. For so an interest shall be ministered unto you abundantly in the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 5 through verse 11. Today's morsel. I'm sure you remember the teachings of Jesus in reference to one building their house upon the sand versus the others building it on the rock. When the rain comes, sand is going to ebb and recede. And that building is 99% of the time going to fall. But a rock is usually stable and will not shift with the wind and rain because it is firm and solid. Jesus used natural things to bring about a spiritual directive in teaching. And that is, don't build your life on things that are not firm and stable. We know that Jesus is the rock. For who is God save the Lord? Or who is a rock save our God? Psalms chapter 18, verse 31. When we build our lives based on the Word of God, we're building it on a solid and firm foundation. As Paul said, for other foundations can no man lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if any man build upon this foundation gold, silver, precious stone, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide it, which ye have built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 11 through 17. Peter gives us instruction of what we ought to add to our lives so that we do not fall. But many are not following his instructions. Are you following his instructions? What are you building your life on? And everyone that hear these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. Matthew chapter 7, verse 26. Build on the firm foundation of God's Word. Sing this song with me today. Standing on the rock of ages, say, from all the storms that rage is rich, but not from Satan's wages. I'm standing on the solid rock. Thought for today, wherefore let him that think he standeth take heed lest he fall. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12.